Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We got ourselves a new pope, y'all. Cardinal Robert Francis Prevost is now Pope Leo XIV. They elected him yesterday.
We call him Pope Bob.
Pope Bob.
Yeah, what's up, Pope
Bob? I didn't realize that they had to pick a new name.
I never thought about that. I always, because every time the Pope has been from another country, I just figured, oh, that's just their name. Because it's always like this kind of crazy, not crazy, but you know what I mean.
Sure.
Just a little bit out there. And I didn't realize that each name means a certain thing. Like, there's, like, a lot to the name.
I've been learning a lot. A lot of papal knowledge lately. He is the first...
Well, because we're proud Americans right now.
Of course! He's the first American-born pope, born in the Chicago area. So NBC Chicago's Christian Farr was talking with the pope's brother. His name is John Prevost. And they were talking about how brother is now the pope.
Is it too unreal? I haven't had time to think about it yet because this is what it's been since it was announced.
Think about it like that. Like, imagine, like, Nolan becomes the Pope. Your brother.
I mean, in a different universe.
Same with my brother. That would just be, like, mind-blowing. Like, wait a second. My brother's the Pope? Like, of the entire world?
That's crazy.
Not just, like, the Pope of Olive Garden?
The phone calls, the texts. But it's totally unreal, totally surreal, and it's a tremendous, tremendous thing to take in, but it's something to be very proud of.
And you said you spoke to him right before conclave?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what that conversation was like.
First, we do Wordle, because this is a regular thing, okay?
Okay, I'm really enjoying this interview because we're getting, like, a real side of the Pope from his brother.
Sounds very normal so far.
He does Wordle?
Yeah.
Is it on his Pope phone? Does he have, like, a burner phone? Or like,
oh, God.
I don't know. Like, you know, like, when you get into politics, you have, like, a presidential phone. Or
it's
like
a Pope phone.
He's got the Pope phone, and then he's got his actual phone for his friends and family.
Of course.
Then we do words with friends.
Okay.
It's something to keep his mind off life in the real world. And then we talk about what's going on, and I said, well, do you have your red socks? That doesn't go over well all the time. And then just that kind of stuff, and I said, well, are you ready for this? I said, did you watch the movie Conclave so you know how to behave? He had just finished watching the movie Conclave.
Did you watch Eurotrip as well? This is crazy.
So he knew how to behave. So it's that kind of stuff because I wanted to take his mind off of it, laugh about something, because this is now an awesome responsibility.
I'm imagining, like, the words with friends and word are all, but they're, like, all, like, holy, like, words.
Yes.
You know, Trinity. I want to see the trash talking that's happening with the brothers.
Oh,
because,
yeah.
You know, is he dropping F-bombs to his brother, or has he got to keep it popely?
Popely.
I don't know if that's the right term.
Then his brother was asked if he even thought that brother would have a chance at becoming the new pope at all.
There was a slight feeling he didn't think so. I kind of did because what I was reading or what I was hearing.
I mean, I don't blame him. He's like, dude, there's never been an American pope. Of course I'm not going to become pope. They're not going to pick me.
Nice dream.
Was that there were three outstanding candidates that were in first, second, and third place. The cardinal from the Philippines, the secretary of state, and him. I don't know how true it is, but one of the priests from Providence over there in New Lenox said to me, the odds in Las Vegas are 18-1 that it's going to your brother.
This is all so bonkers to me that they're talking about Vegas odds about his brother who's becoming the Pope.
God.
I said, "Oh, you got to be kidding." He said, "No, that's what it is." He didn't have a question in his mind. He knew it was going to happen. I didn't believe it, and Rob didn't believe. I should say Pope Leo didn't believe it at all, because there's not going to be an American Pope, was the attitude.
I love that he corrected himself. Real Rob, I mean, the Pope.
Well, that was the next question that he was asked, if he's going to actually start calling his brother by his new Pope name.
And what did you call him growing up? Did he have a nickname or what?
Rob.
You still going to call him Rob, or are you going to call him Pope Leo?
I don't think so. I won't call him Pope. I mean, maybe sarcastically, but not, "Hey, Pope, what are you doing?"
Oh, yeah, same here. If my brother is the Pope, like, "What's up, Pope?
Word.
Hey, Leo, how are you doing? Bless anybody today?"
That almost sounds too sarcastic, you know? "Hey, Pope, let's go have some gelato."
I like how you're taking this light.
If we don't, you know, we have to laugh.
I'm also just excited. I want to hear the Pope address, you know, everyone with like a really thick Chicago accent, you know?
Right.
Like, is he a Bears fan? We need to know these things.
I like that some people are calling him the deep dish disciple. The deep disciple.
No. It's so fantastic. Well, based on this, what is the most unreal thing that your sibling or any member of your family has ever done?
I think my brother just turning his life around. I've talked about this before. He was a troubled child, and then he got involved into the military, and it turned him around. I mean, you talk about like discipline working to my brother's advantage. He's become such an exemplary individual, but then also sometimes he never wants to like toot his own horn, mm-hmm. but he'll like casually be talking about something that happened, like because he was involved in Iraq and Afghanistan during some of the war stuff. And like, you know, he's won medals for being a war hero. And like, it was my father that would have to, you know, kind of give the pat on the back, because my brother was very humble about mm-hmm. it, which is crazy, because young version of my brother would have been bragging about it. He'd been shoving it in my face. But like, he's just turned into such an incredible human being. And the fact that he's done so much in the military and done so many great things always blows my mind.
That is so fantastic.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.